You want to make God laugh? Come up with a well-developed plan. One of them. He'll hysterically laugh at you.
This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook.
I think you should have plan A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z. Don't limit your point of entry. Like, I move. I have made millions of dollars and lost millions of dollars with plan A through Z. You want to make God laugh? Come up with a well-developed plan. One of them. He'll hysterically laugh at you. Look, put faith in here's the thing. You put faith in it, it's like a puzzle. You know, you get one little piece of the puzzle in a day, and you can't see the whole picture. Right, at the end of your life, it'll be this beautiful mosaic. If you trust that this is supposed to happen, right, and realize, okay, what are my options? Every day, I used to tell people when I was CEO of a public company, a really big one, and I was only 32 years old. It was a big Silicon Valley. All the time, people say, oh, what's your exit strategy? Right, on CNBC, what's the exit strategy? My exit strategy was to increase shareholder value. How do I know what's going to happen? Has anyone ever been in God's favor? Just, it takes a sudden change in your life for things just to change completely. If you're prepared with skills and knowledge and desire, when that suddenness of life happens, that's where the good stuff happens. It's the people that aren't prepared that just let it go pass by. I can tell you all the famous people that I know that have these extraordinary jobs, they'll tell you, oh, you know, I was just there and I met this guy. Right? One of my good friends was a general manager of the Jets. I went to law school with him. And he used to tell everyone, oh, you know, I got lucky because the collective bargaining agreement and then, you know, the owner of the Jet, I was with the Saints, you know. Well, I'm like, wait, hold on, man. Let's be honest. You were top of my law school class. You worked really hard. And when I went and made a shitload of money, you worked for $600 a month working for the Saints at a really bad job for 4 years. Right? I was with Chris Del Conte, the athletic director at UT, the most prestigious athletic program, most money. UT's, most of you guys know the program. And Chris, I've known for a long time. But what I didn't know, he wanted to work in sports and nobody wanted to let him work in sports. And so he knew the doctor that volunteered at the orphanage, who was the team doctor at Washington State. And he called him up and said, hey, I need a job in sports. I want to work in sports. You know, I want to help empower kids to play sports in college. And this is what I want to do. And, you know, doctors don't have much pull at a university. So he got him a job in the plant. You know what plant is, like watering and lining the fields and all that. He worked 4 years in the plant department until the new AD came in, Livingood, who ended up being the AD at Arizona, and said, hey, you've been here for a while. Would you mind going to all the Washington State fairs and trying to raise money for the water polo team and this team? And so he spent another 4 years traveling all around, standing at fairs, trying to ask people in Washington for money. And then suddenness happened. Livingood moves to Arizona, U of A, as the athletic director. And Del Conte got really good at raising money. And he said, why don't you come and be an associate athletic director at U of A? I need someone that can raise money for this program. And you're willing to do anything. You've done it for 8 years here. 8 years. Remember exponential acceleration and 8 years with jobs that none of us really want. While all his friends like me were making real money, buying cars and planes and house, all this stuff, what is he? Making no money. But then Livingood leaves U of A, and because he worked really hard, stayed on his skills, knowledge, plan A, B, C, and D, he ends up being the athletic director of U of A, doing a great job, then moving to Rice, then to TCU, builds TCU to one of the best athletic programs in the country, and then he ends up with the $1.7 million job, right, where they pay real money, UT. Here's the best part. The kid who was the associate athletic director at TCU was my first sports agent at Lee Steinberg, who all he wanted to do was be a sports agent, and I kept telling him, stop it. There's so many things you can do. You have a law degree. This sports agency, what do you want to babysit these guys for? There's so many things you can do with your skills. All of these different things. And he left to be the associate athletic director at TCU And Jeremiah Donati today is the athletic director at TCU. Chris Del Conte is at UT. I can give you hundreds of stories. I strictly stick to my, think about me. What was my skill? I was a salesperson, right? I graduated law school, had to ask my mom, should I work in the internet or be an oil and gas litigator? My mom literally said, don't you dare not be a real lawyer. The internet's a fad. This is a bad thing. But I had professors and mentors that worked for the company and said, man, you are gonna miss an opportunity of a lifetime. I was the most well-known CEO of the well-known sports agency in the world. They made the sports agent movie about my firm. And if you reverse engineer in plan A, B, C, D, and E, how the heck did I end up there? Because I was prepared, that's it. Right? If I gave you advice, would you listen to it? And I said, okay, this is what you're gonna do. Go to law school to be an oil and gas litigator, go sell the internet, and then work your way to a wireless proxy server company and raise millions of dollars on Sand Hill Road, and then be a CEO of a handheld Samsung phone company with a new phone that literally they didn't call smartphones in 99, they called them convergence devices. The actual name of the phone was PC-ePhone. It was a combination of a PC and a phone. This is how stupid my career is, right? Then retire in your 30s, buy a golf course, a ski mountain, invest in technology, be an angel investor, surround yourselves with drugs and alcohol and idiots, lose everything, and then you'll be the CEO of the most notable sports agency. There you go, there's plan A. And every person that is successful or has a job that you may want, it's an evolution, not a revolution. But I'll tell you what they have: gratitude, empathy, accountability, and inspiration.
On a personal note, I just wanted to thank everyone for making the playbook such a success. Don't forget to continue it by sharing, subscribing, and listening to your favorite episodes. This is Dave Meltzer with the playbook.